thankful that we can hold the Lord's hand this morning. There are many people that go through life trying to find the way on their own, not holding on to the Lord's hand. And when you look out, I don't see those type of people very happy this morning. I don't see those people with joy in their life. I don't see those people with a real feeling of freedom. Sometimes people think that they have freedom when they're not serving the Lord, but it seems like they're always looking for something else to satisfy. And what they're looking for is the Lord this morning. As they sang that song, I was just thinking, I'm so thankful and grateful this morning that the Lord will hold our hand. Amen. And as He holds our hands, it doesn't matter what we go through in life, we're going to come through with victory. When you have your hand in God's, we can come through with victory this morning. I think often of the little story that I have heard told many times. I believe I've related it here before, about the story of two dogs. There were two dogs, and someone threw a piece of meat in between these two dogs. And those dogs both went for the meat. They both wanted it. And so they began to fight, and they began to struggle. And that struggle went on and on. And it wasn't long before both dogs were bleeding and broken up and bruised, and they were barely staggering around. They were still fighting over that piece of meat. Well, finally, one of the dogs finally got the meat. But you know, that dog didn't go off with tail wagging up in the air and proud, and didn't go away with victory. That dog got the meat, but it went away broken and bruised, bleeding. I don't want to go through life like that this morning. The Lord has called us to strive for the mastery. The Lord has called us to serve Him. And there are some people that are serving the Lord this morning that it seems like they're struggling and fighting, and it seems like they're bleeding and bruised. And when they get done, if they come through and they get what they wanted, they come through with their head down, barely able to stagger away. Well, the Scripture says that we can be more than a conqueror. It means then, if one of those dogs would have subdued the other one and gotten that piece of meat, it got what it wanted to attain, and then went away without any bruises, without being broken up and bleeding, that's a victor this morning. That's how I want to serve the Lord this morning. I want to make it to heaven, and the Lord wants all of us to make it to heaven. But I want to encourage you this morning, if you're striving in your spiritual life, and maybe you're getting through your trials, but you feel like you're coming through barely staggering, and you're broken up and bruised, God has something better this morning. God wants you to be a victor. God wants you to have victory in your life. I want to write that on the board this morning. And I want you to keep this in mind, that Christ Jesus came to earth that we could have victory. The definition of victory is the overcoming of an enemy or an antagonist. To overcome. An achievement of mastery or success in a struggle or endeavor against odds. You know, there's no way this morning that we can come out with victory in our life until we give our heart to God. There is not a place that we can find the happiness and success in living until we come to the place that we give our heart to the Lord. But there is also a place this morning. The message God has impressed me with, it's to the saved and unsaved alike. To those of you who are saved this morning, if you feel like the enemy has you cowed down this morning, I want to tell you, God wants us to take a stand against the enemy. It seems like in the day that we live, that too many people are allowing the devil to push them around. They're allowing the devil to dictate their faith. They're allowing the enemy to dictate how they live their life. People that claim to be saved and sanctified don't have the victory that they ought to have. And one of the reasons is they're not taking a stand against the enemy. But God wants the church, God wants those of us who are living for Him, to take a stand against the enemy and come out more than a conqueror. Come out with victory. Lift up the bloodstained banner of salvation this morning, that the world can look on and they can see somebody that's different. And they can see somebody that not only has grace when someone rides over their head, but they'll see somebody that has grace with love. Somebody that doesn't backbite, but somebody that doesn't go away, "Well, I'm not backbiting, but I'll tell you what. What a hard trial. And how I'd like to backbite. How I'd like to talk back." Folks, God has victory over that this morning. God has a power that we can stand on this morning. We don't have to come out like the old dog. The dog got his meat. He got what he was looking for. I don't want to go through life that way. I want to come out with victory. I want to come out more than a conqueror. But there are many people in the world today that are in bondage. Many individuals. You look around and what do you see? I see broken homes. I see children that don't have parents that love them. I see addictions. People that are in bondage to things. Vices. I see people's lives being driven by lust. Things of the flesh. They're not satisfied. They're in bondage to it. And it goes as Paul himself said, the things that he wanted to do, he couldn't do it. And the things he said, "I don't want to live that way," he found himself doing it. Folks, that's bondage. And if we are not careful, the bondage that the enemy imposes on people that are unsaved, he'll try to begin to impose it on the saints. He'll try to impose bondage on those who have been born again. But folks, we need to take a stand against the enemy and come out with victory against all odds. That's what victory is. When you're in the heat of the battle, when you see that, if you look at circumstances and you don't see how you can get through it, folks, we have some promises that God has given to us. And we need to stand on those promises, and anything contrary to that is not of God. It's of the enemy. Against all odds, and we can come out with victory. There are many people that live lives of depression, being depressed by the enemy. Being depressed by sin. There are many people that are oppressed by the enemy. Do you know that there have been those who have been saved that have been oppressed by the enemy? There have been people that have been saved. You ask them how they're doing, and many times they're not doing very good. When you really get down and talk, "How are you doing? How are things going for you?" They're just not going very good. And they have a desire to serve God. They love the Lord. And they want to make heaven their home. And they don't want to allow the enemy. They don't want to sin. But yet, when it comes down to it this morning, I ask you, how are you doing in your experience? Do you have the victory this morning? It's one thing to say, "Well, yes, I do because I'm saved." Well, do you really have the victory? Are you coming out of your battles with your head high because God has given you the victory? Are you coming through with grace? Are you being able to come through the things that it seems like there's no chance of coming through? You wonder, "Lord, how do I get through this?" But you stay on your knees and stand on the promises of God. Folks, we can come through with victory. We need to take a stand against the enemy. I would like to see, and I feel like the church needs revival. But do you know that oftentimes Brother Chuck has told us, revival starts at home. Revival starts with me. And it means a revival is going to start with me having victory in my life. Well, let's read a scripture. In Revelations in the 12th chapter, in the 7th verse, it says, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him. They overcame the enemy this morning by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens. There was a war in heaven. That is speaking of before Christ came to earth, men did not have the power and the ability to conquer sin in their life. Men did not have the ability to live a holy life. Despite their personality, despite their intellect, despite their education, they did not have the ability to overcome sin. The devil was on top, folks. But there was a war in heaven. It says in heaven, it's not referring to the literal heaven, but it is referring to a place, a high place. The enemy was the one that had preeminence in men's lives. And so Christ came to earth, and He began to teach and preach salvation, and He died on the cross. The devil didn't like it very good, because the devil had the victory. It was the devil that had the power. But when Christ came and died on the earth, it said Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. You studied that in Sunday school this morning. He fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. The paganism. And they prevailed not. The power of the enemy, the power of Satan, when Christ came, the enemy did not prevail anymore. But it said, neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. Folks, when you get Christ in your life, there's no more place for the devil. There's no more place for the devil to be found in your attitudes, in the way that you treat your brother, in the places you go, folks. God's call us to be holy. And when you get saved and you take advantage of this great salvation, the devil is cast out. There's no more room for him. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. I like the way that's phrased. That old Satan, that old devil, the serpent, which deceiveth the whole world. You know the enemy is deceitful? The enemy today is trying to take advantage of people, saying you can't live in victory. You can't live a victorious life. You're not going to be able to overcome that. Saints, is there something you're striving for this morning? Have you had a battle that you've been fighting the enemy for a long time? Maybe it's time that we come to the place and say, God, I know it's Your will, and I'm going to stand on the promise of God, and I'm going to come out with victory. I don't want the devil to push me around all my life. I want to come out on top. And the Scripture bears out, there was a war that took place, and Christ conquered when He died on the cross. That God came out on top. The Lord won. And there's no more place for the devil, and it comes down to my life. And it comes down to your life this morning. You don't have to be in bondage anymore. You don't have to come out of your trials thinking, well, did I come out with the victory? I know I didn't just turn my back on God, but you still have the victory? Are you more than a conqueror? Or is there something in your life that time and time again you find yourself failing of the grace of God? You find yourself not having the patience that you ought to have. Folks, God has victory for that. God has victory. Sometimes we think of addictions. We think of alcohol. You know, there are some people that are addicted. They have a temper. That's an addiction. They can't get away from it. It's something they just keep doing again. People failing of the grace of God. Folks, there's a place the Scripture says to grow in grace. But when it happens time and time again that you fail of the grace of God, I assure you this morning, God has something better for you. God has something better. There's no place for the devil. There's victory. Well, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Have you ever been accused of the enemy? There's a place here the accuser can be cast down. And it comes through Christ. And it went on to say that those people, the martyrs, those that gave their life for this cause, for victory, it said they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. No more in bondage, but they had victory. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. There are some people that try to overcome problems in their life. There are people that try to overcome their personality. There are people that try to overcome things in their background. The way that you're raised greatly affects who you are and what you are. But you know that we serve a God that's bigger than our background. We serve a God this morning that's bigger than the environment in which we are raised. We serve a God this morning that's bigger than my genetic makeup. Because the Scripture says that there was a war in heaven. There is a war in a place that the devil had preeminence in men's lives. But Jesus came and cast him out. It means I don't have to let the devil accuse me. I don't have to allow the enemy this morning again to push me around and say, well, you can't help it, Michael, because that's the way that you were raised. Or you're just that way. By personality, maybe you tend to be impatient. Folks, there's no place for the devil. I don't care what causes it this morning. There's victory in Christ. It's Scripture this morning, and it's going to start by the blood of the Lamb. It's going to start by humbling ourselves before God and acknowledging our need and having the Lord sprinkle that blood on us. You know that people can be oppressed by the enemy, the thoughts, things they think about in the mind. Well, you remember in Egypt with the plagues when the angel of death was coming by to take the first son, the eldest son of each family. The instructions to them was to put the blood of the Lamb above the doorpost. And on the sides, it was covered. The angel of death did not come by those places. It's the same way with our mind. We will have battles. And I cannot help a thought that crosses my mind. I cannot help it. But what I can help by the power of God is what I allow myself to think about. That means to meditate on. It means what I allow my mind to dwell upon. It means that I can't help when somebody crosses me, if there's a thought that crosses my mind to be impatient. But what do I do with it? Do I cast it out? And do I look to God for grace and patience? Or do I lash out and say, well, that's just the way that I am. Forgive me, it's just the way that I am. Folks, there's victory in those things. It starts with the blood. If you have problems this morning, I don't know what all your problems is, but there are some problems that are common to all of us. And I believe that one of those places is the mind. The enemy tries to oppress us with accusations. The enemy tries to get us down because of circumstances. Let's apply the blood. Let's put the blood on the doorpost. And when the enemy comes by, we have something to stand on. The blood of Christ came that we could conquer Satan. In Luke, in the 4th chapter, in the 18th verse, Jesus speaking here, He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." This was Christ. The gospel that Christ came to preach, the gospel that Christ died for, that He could give us of the blood of Jesus, folks, not just to be saved, but after we're saved and you're being oppressed by the enemy, we've got to come back to the place before an altar of prayer and say, "Lord, I need some victory in my life on this, in these lines. Lord, the enemy's been pushing me around, Lord, and I want to apply the blood of Christ on that area of my life." That's what Christ came to do, and that's what He came to die 5:4, he said to preach deliverance to the captives, to those who are in bondage, to those who cannot do it by strength of their personality, by their willpower. Folks, we're only going to be able to overcome this morning by the blood of the Lamb. And when you apply the blood of the Lamb, you can come out with victory. More than a conqueror. Don't get to the end of the way facing death. Well, I think I've lived my life right. I've tried to do it. Folks, God has something better than that. He has victory. That today I know that I'm right before God. And I'm coming through with complete victory in my life. The blood of the Lamb. He went on to say, and by the word of their testimony. It starts with the blood. Well, you know there's a place to claim the promises of God. You've applied the blood. The enemy comes, you point to the blood. That's the first step. You get saved, you apply the blood to your life. The enemy comes back, it said they overcame him. This is the way they did it. By the word of their testimony. That's talking about their life. It's talking, I believe, that the Scripture here, people many times refer to it as just the verbal testimony. That's a start. But do you know the testimony of your life? The testimony of your actions far outweigh the testimony of my lips. The way that I live. I say I'm living free from sin. I say I'm an overcomer. I'm saying I'm serving God. But when people look on my life, does the testimony of my life back it up? This is how they overcame. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By living close to God. Standing on the promises of God. We know what God requires of us this morning. And once you know that then, and you know that God has promised to be your help, and God has promised to be your strength, stand on it. By the word, claim the promise this morning. If you've been struggling in your life, if you're saved this morning and you've been struggling, maybe it's time to claim the promise. I know, Lord, that You have something better for me. I know, Lord, that You have victory. Remember the old dog that got the meat. It was bleeding and it could barely stagger away. And you think that dog had the strength to eat it? I don't think so. More than a conqueror. In 1 John, in the 5th chapter, First John 5 in the 4th verse. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. If you're born of God this morning, you can overcome the world. And if you haven't overcome the world, you need to apply the blood of the Lamb and be born of God. But he said, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. This is where you can find and be more than a conqueror. The victory. It says, even our faith. That faith there is speaking of the truth. It's speaking of the gospel. It's the word of your testimony. The way that you live. That's your faith. The faith is the belief and trust in God. And when the enemy comes to oppress and discourage me, find the promise in the Word. Find the promise. Find where God, when Jesus said to guard your thoughts. Find the place where Jesus instructed you how to live. And when Jesus gives us an instruction, He's going to give us the power to obey His Word. And stand on it. Testify to it. You'll be an overcomer. That's not the end. Said they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The martyrs gave their life for this cause. And you may not have to give your life physically for the cause of Christ, but to be an overcomer, you have to come to the place where you love not your life That's consecration. That's submission. Jesus in the garden, when He prayed, He said, "Father, not my will, but Thy will be done." And Jesus still had something that He would have liked to. He said, "If You will," He said, "let this bitter cup pass from Me. Lord, I don't want to go through this trial. Lord, I don't want to have this battle. Lord, if You will, let the bitter cup pass from Me." But He didn't stop there. He died to Himself. He said, "But Father, not my will, not my desire, but Your will be done." A place of submission and consecration to God. You may have struggled in your life, saved and unsaved alike. Struggled for victory. Struggled to find the peace and the happiness of God. You're not going to find it until first you apply the blood of the Lamb. And you'll have the victory. Then when you're saved, there are again times you've got to come back. When you've been struggling and you love the Lord, you're still saved. But you're struggling with the enemy. And you feel like he's pushing you around a little bit. These folks overcame the enemy. The enemy was cast out. And he had no place to go when Christ came. That will bring the victory. When you stand on the promises of God and you come to the place, you say, "Lord, I submit to Your will. I consecrate my way to You, Lord. I know I've had a desire to maybe think about these things. I've had a desire, Lord, to have these attitudes. Lord, I've kind of leaned in that direction. Lord, I need some help now." And You're willing to lay those things on the altar. I assure you this morning, you will get the victory. You will have the victory. And you count that victory so, and you go and keep applying it. The blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, your faith, how you're living your life, and that submission. Keep it consecrated. And folks, all of us will make it to heaven with victory. I don't want to drag into heaven. I want to go in with flying colors. And it's not going to be because of what I can do. It's going to be because what Christ did for us. In 1 Chronicles in the 29th chapter. 1 Chronicles 29, the 10th verse. "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, 'Blessed be Thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and Thou art exalted as head above all." When you give your heart to the Lord, you don't have to allow the enemy to dictate your behavior anymore. You don't have to allow the enemy to oppress. The enemy will tempt. The enemy will tempt. He will. But you don't have to allow him to get the upper hand. And you can come out with victory. Thine, O Lord, this is the only place you're going to find it this morning, saints, in the Lord. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Lord, You have the power. You have the glory. You have the victory. And everything that's in heaven and everything that's in earth, everything I go through, everything that comes to my mind, Lord, Yours is the kingdom, Lord. You have the power. And in You, Lord, You are exalted as head above all. Folks, the battle has already been fought. The war has already been won when Christ died on the cross. And the power that Satan had, it was cast out. The Scripture said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Lord wants each one of us this morning to have victory in our life. And if you're not saved this morning, the Lord wants to give you victory. If you're not saved this morning, and you've been trying to find it in the world, you've been trying to find it in yourself, you won't find it. It's going to be found in the Lord by the blood of the Lamb. And if you're saved this morning, and may I say sanctified, you will still battle the enemy. You will still be tempted. But in those battles that we go through, and in those temptations, it's God's plan that we come out with victory. Victory is against all odds. We can come out with the patience. We can come out with the grace. We can come out thinking on the good things of life, not thinking about the things that the Lord's not pleased with. This is the victory that the Lord wants to give each one. And if you feel like you've been struggling for a long time this morning and you don't have the victory, the Lord has given us His Word to assure us, folks, there's victory there if we'll just put in for it this morning.